So good morning. My name is Mark Bowling. I am privileged to be able to host the weekly Edge Challenge Call. And Mark Smith is going to be presenting our message today. So with that, Mark, I will hand it over to you.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Mark. So we had another presenter planned today, and he must be held up. So I'm just kind of taking this on the spur of the moment. But there's a message that has been kind of marinating in the back of my mind. There's a song that you guys are probably familiar with. And for me, I don't know about you, but for me, God has a way of penetrating my heart through worship. Sometimes my heart can get hard and I can get hesitant to acknowledge God and to invite God and to invite the Holy Spirit to move in my heart. And frequently, when I'm listening to Christian radio or just listening to something on my Amazon Music, I'll typically go to worship. And there's a song that is an old song that's a great song that is just one of those songs that every time I hear it, it spurs me on the right way. And I took my kids to a concert the other night up in Noonan as a Christian concert, and they played this song as a cover. There's a guy named Matt Redman who wrote this song and sang this song, but it's called 10,000 Reasons. And I want to read the lyrics to you this morning and then just talk about it very briefly. He says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul. I'll worship your holy name. The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness, I will keep on singing 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. And on that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then forevermore." Let me go back to the chorus real quick where he says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul." Those lyrics are powerful to me because in that song, I'm reminded to command my soul to worship him because he is worthy. When things go good, when things go bad. And this is every Thursday morning we have this challenge call. And this is the challenge to you today, to take moments throughout your days, at the beginning of the day, in the middle of the day, at the end of the day, and command your heart, command your soul. Even though you're busy and you've got so much going on, take a moment to command your soul, your heart, your mind to worship him. Put your life in a posture of worship before the Lord God Almighty, the creator of the world and the creator of you and the lover of you. And so that's the challenge for you today. And we just challenge you to go and be the edge.